This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time now for another episode of Me and My Mates, brought to you by the team at Life Skills Taranaki. Join hosts Brendan, Erica and Taran as they share their news and views and opinions on living with a disability here in Taranaki. They'll be interviewing loads of people within the region, and if you want to join them, reach out. It's Me and My Mates.
Off you go.
Hey everybody, this is Brendan Creswell
and Taran Wallace
with Me and My Mates, and also now our new co-host or new person that's going to be joining us, Erica Puri. So you'll hear her on our shows from now on.
Yeah, welcome Erica.
Thank you, I'm really excited for this new venture. Awesome. And to share my voice as a disabled person on the show, so that's really cool.
And you've organised a guest for us.
I have organised a guest, and I wonder if she'd like to tell us a bit about herself, who she is.
So hi, I'm Eden. I was a 24 week premature baby, and I was born with a little bit of hearing, and now I've got cochlear implants.
Oh wow.
How do you find that, Eden?
The cochlear implants?
Yeah.
I love them now. I can hear everything. I can connect it to my phone. I can hear everything. I can hear people behind me. But the annoying thing is I get stuck to petrol pumps and cars and anything magnetic that jump off my head.
Oh, it jumps off your head?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bit annoying, though, when that happens.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. So, is that like a new type of hearing aid, kind of? Is it, so like, do you need hearing aids, or...?
No, they're not hearing aids. They're magneted into my head.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so they're called cochlear implants, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're just another version of a hearing aid. Instead of in the ear, it goes through magnetic waves in your head.
Okay.
Do you want to tell us a bit more about that, or have I covered that pretty
much? Yeah, you've technically covered it. Well, I don't really know much
more. Yeah?
So.
And did you want to tell us, what you've been doing since you've been... Obviously at school and stuff. Do you want to tell us about schooling and how that was for you?
Yeah, I recently just finished New Plymouth High School. I was in a unit called Athena Learning Centre. I didn't do any exams, but I did lots of testing. I now work at Somerset Mountain View in the laundry.
Awesome.
Yeah, 3 days a week for 3 hours.
So... Like, when you were at school, was there other people with hearing issues that you could hang out with, or did you kind of feel a bit alone, like you couldn't join in with what was going on the same, or...?
There was me and one other, but the other person finished the year before me, and then I was on my own for a year. But my best friend, she had hearing, so she'd just let me know
what was happening.
That's
cool.
That's really cool.
So do you need sign language?
Yes. I know a bit of sign language, yep.
So that would be your preferred method. What would be your preferred means of communication?
Depends on the situation. If it's just talking, well, maybe just talking. But if there's lots of background noise, maybe sign language. I'm also good at lip reading, so looking at your lips. So that's also a good thing as well.
Eden, we just recently finished New Zealand Sign Language Week.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, was there anything that you did during Sign Language Week to do with signing? Did you do anything to... including sign language?
Yeah, I did at Somerset. I did a sign language class for a whole bunch of people, and I taught them. And I recently did at like a massage place. I did it as well. The same thing.
Nice. And was it quite well received? Did people enjoy learning sign language?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
More and more people.
That's really awesome, Eden. It's good to have a second way of communicating, especially when you're deaf, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, how do you find getting around town and asking people for what you're after in shops and stuff like that? Is that awkward for you, or?
No, not really. I just often do it. I just do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I just want to go off the deaf topic just for a minute, because I hang out with you quite a lot, Eden, and I know that you do a lot of training.
Yeah.
And I reckon these guys would love to hear about what you are doing in your training and what you're training for.
Yeah. So, yeah, as you said, I do a lot of training. I'm hopefully getting to the Paralympics in either 4 years.
Yep.
Yeah. So hopefully I'm going to the Paralympics for shot put and discus for athletes.
Oh, awesome.
So.
That's really cool. Do you want to tell us, like, how heavy your equipment is that you have to try and throw?
So, yeah, I throw a 4 kilo discus, 4 kilo shot put, 4 meters 41 at the moment, and a 1 kilo discus, and I can throw it 12 to 13 meters.
That is amazing, Eden. That's such an awesome dream to have. Yeah. That is so cool.
It's really cool to have dreams, eh, Tara?
100%.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Interest that we can go with.
Yeah.
Our disability doesn't mean much, does it?
No.
If we can enjoy our lives, all of that, then yeah, we've got to put our disability to the background and do the best we can in life.
100%, yeah.
But I also know that's not everything that you do, because you also do a lot of other activities through two different companies.
I'm involved with Parafed and Special Olympics. So I do the Parafed, anything that's on offer, and Special Olympics, I do basketball and athletics now.
Can you tell us some of the stuff that Parafed offer that you can join in and do?
Wheelchair basketball, surfing, the Halberd Games. So the Halberd Games is for a 3-day national sporting event with people with disabilities, and it helps people to hopefully reach their future goals like me and get to the Paralympics.
Awesome.
And I guess you get to meet a lot of good people through doing that.
Yeah.
Because with things like that, usually people come from different areas, don't they?
Yeah, lots of different areas.
Mm.
It's like I play indoor bowls for the Blind Foundation, and we have nationals each year, so we get to socialise with other clubs and play against them, which I reckon is really good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool, Brenda.
With people I used to play with years ago when I played for the Auckland team.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I was funny, because one nationals they were short of a member, and we had an extra one, so they asked me to play, and I had to play the newer team, so that was pretty awkward.
Yeah.
Oh well, I'm sure you would have survived.
Yeah. It worked out all good, because I was, you know, we had an extra, like more than we needed for the club that I play for now.
Yeah.
And they were short of one, so, you know, they knew me, I knew them, so I said I would take over the missing position for that game.
Very good.
Yeah, can't remember who won now, but it was all good.
And how about you, Taryn? Do you play anything or do any sort of, join any club sport or anything?
Not really sports.
Do you swimming or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I do. I sometimes like to go to the pools and just, like, do, you know, walking nice. Race and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as for sport, I can't really say I'm
not really a sporty person. Kind
of,
yeah.
But, yeah, I do. I do like, you know, staying active and...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I try to stay active too. I feel like it's good for our bodies to keep moving.
Yeah.
And I love, like, I joined Eden on quite a few different things that she does. So we're actually going to be doing yoga next term.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're joining the yoga.
Yeah, joining the yoga.
You're joining the yoga.
Yeah.
And then we've also got a fun owl day.
Yeah.
Fun owl family day on Sunday.
And what's that?
So that's like that's through Parafed. So they go and meet all the siblings and the parents, and like there's a whole bunch of games and all the different activities. I think there's
rowing,
swimming,
yoga. There's going to be CrossFit and walking.
Yeah.
Walking football or football. Yeah.
Or
depth of
football.
Yeah, so basically they're providing an opportunity for a have-a-go day for all the different providers out there that provide different sporting or wellness-type exercises for people with physical disabilities.
It is really cool.
Yeah, such a cool opportunity.
100%.
Yeah, and their families.
And, yeah, so their families can come and join in too, so it's like a whole family affair,
yeah.
Which means that then they all kind of feel included in doing something that the person with a physical disability can do, not just going to some able-bodied activity and then the person with disability missing out because they can't do it, but everyone else can.
Yeah.
But at least this way everyone can join in, eh?
Yeah.
Like some of the groups that I've been part of, you know, they haven't been focused on disabilities as such, but they have adapted to help. Like, have you found that before, Erica? And sorry, what's your name?
This is Eden, yeah.
So have you guys found that some groups you go to, they will adapt what they do to help, or...?
They normally have the equipment to suit... to hopefully suit the disability.
Yeah. So like we go to, like you go more than I do, but
yeah.
You go to CrossFit, which is just at a normal facility.
Yeah.
But then the guy who runs it, Jeremy, he makes sure that he has all the equipment out that people can use with physical disabilities, and he makes the class suitable.
Yeah.
For people with physical disabilities, so he doesn't try and go, okay, well, you're going to do 10 chin-ups.
Yeah.
He, you know, he makes sure that all the exercises are suitable for people with a physical disability so that we don't feel disadvantaged.
Or if there's something that you can't do, it's like maybe one thing every so often, you know.
Yeah.
Which probably happens with anyone with a disability. Yeah. You know.
Well, the cool thing about CrossFit Eden is that you just do the best that you can.
Yeah, you do the best that you can. It's trying to strengthen and make you stronger.
Yeah.
You're lifting weights. You can go lighter or heavier.
Yeah, it's just squats and lunges and stuff that, you know, just simple stuff that keeps you fit but, you know... Gives you some motivation to keep going.
Yeah. If you can't do something, you'll change it to something that you can do.
That's cool. That's really cool.
It's really cool. Yeah.
It's like me and Taryn with our sight. We can't drive a car, so we'd have to do a lot more walking. But then that keeps us fit.
So you always turn your disability into a positive. You never turn it into a negative. And I think Eden is probably one of the most... positive people I know, and gives every single thing she sees a go. And especially with her training to get to, you're trying to get to where? The nationals?
No, I'm trying to get to the Paralympics, maybe in 2030.
But starting before that, you've got to start somewhere. You're trying to get to nationals first, right?
Yeah, the Special Olympics Nationals,
and then you'll keep working your way.
Yeah, up the ladder.
Up the ladder towards the Olympics. Yeah.
Yes, practice.
That is so cool.
And lots of practice. She trains. How often do you train, Eden?
Like five times a week. So five.
And what kind of things do you do to go towards the training? Like, what exercises do you have to do?
I go to the gym twice a week. That's the CrossFit. I do basketball. That's running. Lots of running, throwing, jumping, sit-ups. Mostly stuff on CrossFit, really.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, eh? Yeah. I don't think I could do half the things she does, honestly.
Yeah.
I find it hard to keep up with her sometimes.
Yeah.
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 But life's been pretty amazing since you left school, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you were at school, did you ever notice or feel like you were getting bullied at all?
Yeah.
Or people were mean to you?
Yeah, but I just got out of it and... I had to do something. I moved on, really.
So you basically ignored the bullies and ignored the behaviour you didn't like and just walked away?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to be, that is.
Yeah, you just have to let it go in one ear and out the other. Just say to yourself, now don't listen to all of that stuff that's not nice.
Yeah.
Or the other option is you just take your cochlear implants out and then you can't hear it.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. Yeah. If I don't
want to
hear you, I just flip them off.
I'll tell you what, I may have used that trick once or twice.
Yeah, maybe.
Or if a concert, or if I go to a concert and something's really, really, really ultra loud.
Yeah.
Because I also wear hearing aids, so I have what's called a bone-anchored hearing aid. So mine drills into the bone and the sound goes through the bone into the hearing canal.
It kind of
vibrates the bone. So if it's something's really loud, my hearing aid picks it up real bad, and so I can just switch it off.
Yeah.
But luckily for me, I can still hear a little bit through my ears, which means then that it just means that the sound has like really, really, really gone really soft.
Yeah.
But then if someone's being mean to me and I turn my hearing aids off, I turn them off and then walk away and la, 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 can't hear you. Sorry, what?
Yeah, it's a problem with me. Well, it's not a problem, but it's a funny thing with me because I can stand right next to a speaker and it'll be perfect because my ears just adjust to it.
Your cochlear implant. Adjusts the sound for you.
Yeah, so nothing's ever too loud or too soft.
Oh, mate, that's the life.
I know, that's right.
That's the life.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah.
So if you're at a party or something and they're blasting the music, you can adjust the volume that your hearing aid picks it up at.
Yeah, as either I do it, I set it through my phone, or I just press the button, or it just does it automatically, but most of the time it's automatic.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Some parties you go to or some music events, it's so loud.
Yeah.
Today's equipment and, like, inventions...
Yeah.
Are so much more advanced than what they were back when we were little.
Yeah.
Like, can you even remember your first hearing aids or your first, like, they weren't as good as what you've got now, eh? They didn't connect to Bluetooth and they didn't.
Yeah, I had hearing aids to start off with for the first 5 years. And, I was on the highest setting. I couldn't quite hear everything. They'd get annoying. I'd get sore ears. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
It's like I saw a canine line through the Blind Foundation website the other day that has an indicator when you're getting too close, and it's got a little speaker, and if you connect it to your Bluetooth on your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah. Ask it where you want to go and it'll give you directions.
What? Well, is that an actual real thing or is that just an AI made up thing that the...
There's an actual plan that's available.
I would hate to see how much that costs.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Oh, it'll be,
That's the problem, with us that need all this equipment that would be so helpful in life, unfortunately, it comes with such a big cost that it's actually really unfair.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they have to make their money on making these devices, but, you know... In order to live as an independent life, you need the equipment, and then when it costs so much money, it's hard.
Yeah.
But anyway, we get by in life, don't we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure one of my cochlear implants was like $5,000, $5,000-$6,000
Wow. Yeah, you wouldn't want to lose that down the toilet.
No.
I remember when I was younger, I didn't like my hearing aids, so I used to... take them off and try and flush them down the toilet.
You're so naughty.
I was so naughty. And so my mother decided to double-sided tape stick them to the back of my ears. So then it actually hurt when I tried to pull it off, so it stayed on.
Yeah.
That's
Wow.
But yeah. I guess if you got older, you probably realised you needed them.
Oh yeah, when you grow older, you grow wiser as you grow older, so...
You probably didn't know that they were yours, and you thought, yeah, I don't need those.
Well, I guess too, I didn't want to look different. For me, I didn't want to look different, and I knew the hearing aids made me look different, so I was concerned about fitting in rather than what would actually help me in society back then, because I'm so young, you know?
Now
I don't care.
It's like when I used to, I've always used a cane, and back when I was at school, I got made fun of because of it. And for a while, I didn't really want to use it, but then I kind of realised, no, hang on, I can't let what people say affect me, because I need it.
Yeah, you kind of realise, that you feel a lot more comfortable using it than not using it. And I mean, you'll get the odd comment here and there, but... I've just learned now that, it's often, I don't know if it's, if I'd say it'll be ignorance, I don't know, but or just not knowing, really. But sometimes, I've heard some things that people have said in the past, and, I just laugh to myself about it now.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Like, you got to look back and laugh at the funny comments you had, have you found that, Erica?
I do laugh at some of the things
that. Oh, that was funny what that person said to me.
And I think, well, how silly they looked. Like I had a guy that was calling me chicken wings, but then he was flapping his arms and like he was a chicken. And I think I think back now and go, well, how ridiculous he looked. He looked more ridiculous than I did because he was making a fool of himself in the middle of school, and I'm if I could tell my younger self that back then, I would have said, make sure you laugh at him because he looks as silly as I do.
Or worse.
So
and your T-Rex arms.
Me and my T-Rex arms. Yeah. Yeah, they are quite funny.
When I try and rub your head and you can't catch mine.
Yeah, right. So she likes to rub my hair and mess up my hair. Yeah. So then I tried to do it to her, but she's got long arms, so she can just hold my arms away from her head so I can't actually rub her head.
It's good to laugh at ourselves.
Yeah.
That's one of the most important things for me, just having humour in my life.
Yeah.
I honestly do not know what I'd be like without humour in my life.
No.
I'd probably be a grumpy old cow.
We can laugh with us.
Oh yeah, I laugh with anybody who wants to have a laugh.
Yeah.
I don't laugh at anybody. Yeah. I only laugh with people.
100%. I love that.
Laughing with people is amazing, and just laughing about anything in general is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we might live with a disability, but it doesn't mean we can't actually have fun and laugh and.
100%.
Has any of you, like, have you, any of you, I don't know if you, like, drink wine or drink alcohol or go to the pub or anything, but I've often gone to a pub and people have assumed that I just won't drink alcohol because I have a disability. Have any of you come across that? You probably don't drink, do you?
Oh, I have the idea.
I used to,
Yeah.
I'm not really surprised but to because of my seizures.
No, I was going
to
say.
I do have the
one or two, yeah. Yeah, well, I often felt like I got a really surprised look on people's faces when I started ordering, like, an alcoholic drink, and they were like, okay, you can have XYZ. And it's like, well, yes, absolutely I can. I'm above the age limit, and I would like a drink.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not supposed to have it because of my seizures, but if I do, I try not to drink it too fast, or I limit myself to either one glass or two little cans over several hours or something like that. So I don't do it that often.
No, because does it make your seizures worse, Brendan?
I don't know. They reckon it can affect them, possibly. Okay. But I guess it's like anything. If you're careful and you just have the odd one, don't try and scull them down. You see some people and that's not a good way.
Do you like drinking alcohol, or do you prefer drinking soft drinks and stuff like that?
Depends on the situation. If it's a birthday and there's alcohol going,
Are you going to drink a wine at my birthday?
Maybe.
If I'm lucky. I don't even know if I'm going to drink a wine on my birthday.
It's like, if I get offered a beer or something, then I'll have it.
Yeah.
But, if I go somewhere, I'll generally order, Coke or lemonade or a shake or something in general, Someone offers to buy me an alcoholic drink, then, all good.
Nowadays, I feel like I have to be in the mood to want a drink.
I mean, at the end of the day, having a glass of wine isn't the be-all and end-all of life, is it? Because you can still have fun without the alcohol.
100%, I kind of, realise that now. Like, 10 years ago, I would have, maybe had a few drinks because I'd open up a bit more and, be a bit more out there. But now it's like,
That's really cool, Taryn.
It's time for us to finish, guys. So.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
That's okay.
Yeah, thanks for coming and being the first guest on my first show. That was really awesome.
Yeah. Thank you for picking me up from work here, okay?
You're welcome.
That's good. So,
awesome.
Thanks to Life Skills for supporting our show. And look forward to catching everyone again next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.